Hi, and welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Molly Mitchell, and our guest today is Chaz Van Heiden, who's written a book called The Careless Driver. He has a passionate mission to drop the death rate on our highways, on our freeways, as we call them out here in California. So, Chaz, we were talking about awareness, about not paying attention on the road. Awareness is something that I talk a lot about with my clients, even as a coach, awareness in every area of our lives. We are somewhere else, daydreaming, thinking about the past, thinking about the party coming up, right, what we're going to make for dinner. So what can be done to bring this awareness as a driver to exactly what you're doing, you know, what you're doing in the vehicle? What can we do as drivers to bring that awareness and get out of the dream state?
Well, to me, it's when I get in the car and start the engine, I quickly do like a checklist. I look around the car to see if there's anything in the car that's going to drag my attention away. But I also kind of look at my physical condition. If I have a cold, in other words, I'm sniffling, I'm coughing, I think twice about going on a long distance, more than a couple of miles. If I have to get to the store or if you're at the post office, I'll do that. That is relatively safe, but if I'm going to go anything longer than 5 or 10 miles, I can easily be fatigued and get into a situation where I become a careless driver. So it's awareness of one's physical condition and one's immediate environment that you're going to be driving in. Also, a lot of people do this automatically, even when they're 100% there. They see it's snowing out, and they don't want to drive in the snow or the ice. So they don't, and it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. You know, if they don't have to, they take care of that by either calling into their offices or into their workplace, and they say, you know, it's just too treacherous for me to attempt going from here to there. I would rather either lose the pay or if they have to, or get a cut in pay and possibly save their life or life of another. That's what I would suggest in all cases, when either the weather is so inclement or a person feels physically down for any reason, much like the Maryland test here, the medical and mental test here talks about sleep apnea and so forth. It's just just an awareness of one's physical condition and mental condition. And if you've had an argument, don't even start the engine, please. You know, if you had a spousal argument, a conflict, or between parent and daughter, son, or brother and sister, the familial ones are the worst, you know, because they last so much longer. They last throughout the day, sometimes several days. You can't drive when you're fomenting and cogitating on, well, did I do something wrong or didn't I do something wrong? That's not going to cut it, okay?
That's interesting. I've never heard anybody talk like this, say, don't drive if you're sick. You know, if you have a cold, you're not even saying it. If I have fever, don't drive if you just had an argument. When you said that, Chaz, it reminded me, when I was a teenager, my parents, cousins of my mother had really dear friends that lived upstairs. They had one of those two-family homes. And their son probably was in his early 20s, and he had a huge argument with his girlfriend, huge. They broke up, I guess, and he took off, and he actually drove into a tree, and he was killed. And that always struck with me. That always struck with me because I was so young. I wasn't even of driving age. I probably was like 12. I don't know how old I was, 10 or 12. And that stayed with me. When you talked about that just now, that reminded me. And it's like we have to almost examine ourselves before we get behind that wheel. Not something that we're used to doing. Not something that people ever told us to do, right? This is all new material, Chaz.
Yeah. Well, this is what an instructor would be forced to train anybody who's getting a license, to be in present time when you're in the car and the engine is running.